That's right. I feel like I'm fading away sometimes. And then he fades us in. And then we're on the medicine show. And we like to say, thank you. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do have a prescription for tonight. Dare I say it? Don't let anyone tell you otherwise or steal your joy. I don't know what the other is, but don't let them tell you otherwise.
The welcome. Spacious otherwise.
It is. You can fill in the blank. Welcome to the Medicine Show. This is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. As you can hear the music playing in the background, we are back with Jim O'Neill, Scotty V, and Zach Lancaster jamming away here. And hopefully a little bit of insight as we go on. We have DJ Ali Baba Ghazani with me, myself. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence, and tonight's guests are Whiskey Jane, which is featuring Josephine Walker, Kirby K, Rafe Haynes, and Alan Soley. Also, we do have the guests that are playing tonight. We're so blessed to have them here. Jim O'Neill, Scotty V, and Zach Lancaster on CITR.ca 101.9 Vancouver. 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land. As we like to recognize that Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly, as well as anybody around the world who's facing tyranny or hardship and standing up for righteousness. Thank you humbly. You're listening to, you listen to the guys jam along in the background. And, you know what? I'd like to talk about the Tower of Life, part two. This is part two of a series.
I think it's better at first you speak about the part one a little bit.
Okay, so you speak about the part one,
no,
because
go
I remember.
Ahead, turn you.
Okay, Ali had a prescription written about the Tower of Life, which was your body, and what about it? You got it, like. You know, speak to your neighbors on the other floors would be like your one hand is never. People used to say never let one hand know what the other hand is doing. Speak to your neighbors. Let all your hands know what they're doing. And so be honest with yourself in all parts of your life. So I'd like to talk a little bit about neuroplasticity, otherwise known as cognitive therapy. Yes, it's true. You can change your mind. You can change and you can become better by talking to yourself. It's sometimes called self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis. Others get better results by acknowledging one's spirit element by calling it prayer and claiming that we are, in fact, part of a collective consciousness. Either way, talking out loud about improvement in conversation so that others consider the subject or talking to oneself has shown by plenty of research that it does, in fact, change people's behavior and inner thought. I would like to add that the element of a few of these things to hopefully get some good results. I will start talking about improvement and of myself and to be more virtuous. And I invite everyone who's listening and anybody who's here. When it rings true with you, all you have to do is agree in your mind or say, yay, or hear, hear, or yay, yeah, yeah, something like that to send out the message that you also want this change in your life. So let's get started, shall we? I wish to be humble as a blade of grass, to be as patient as a good parent, be wise enough to discern the confusion that is constantly in our perception, to be wise enough to interpret the complexities that have the potential to bring us growth, to be compassionate, to be dignified and faithful, mindful of my surrounding and others. So I invite anybody now that's thinking about this to add a virtue of their own that they would like to bring into the conversation that could be considered by others. Can anybody think of any virtues that, you know, like strength, dignity, compassion, all those good things, anything that you think that people should consider or that you could bring more strength into your life just by saying the word? What about you? What about you? Anyway, we'll be touching base on that conversation throughout the show a little bit, see if anybody would like to add to it. But we'll be right back with our guests. I guess we don't even need to take a break. Heck, we don't need to go to a commercial. Let's just go right into some music. We have, we'll be coming up later with Whiskey Jane. But for now, we have in our studio Jim O'Neill.
Just go for a short break for the 2 seconds.
Really? Yes. What do you want to take a break for?
Special commercial for the medicine show.
Oh, absolutely. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Medicine Show.
We got Jim O'Neill in the house.
Hi. How you doing?
Jim O'Neill is an Australian singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. I'm going to give the same intro as last week.
I wrote it myself.
That's great. No, we're glad to have these guys back because we got 3-for-1, and that's why we have them here 2 weeks in a row. Jim has been playing music for longer than he'd like to admit on a Facebook page. His melody-driven songs and trademark soaring voice wander through rich lyrical territories. From songs of love and loss to politics and conscription, Jim tackles his subjects with a literate and modern folk voice. Jim, would you like to continue on with this song, or would you like to tell us what it's called, or another one?
Actually, it's a different song. I was just giving you some background music there.
It's the intro song.
What's it even called, this song? You've Got It Too Good. So I'm going to play my version of a protest song.
Okay, is it called You've Got It Too Good?
Yeah.
You've Got It Too Good. By Jim O'Neill.
And this is featuring Zachary Lancaster on the blues harp / harmonica. We've had this
everybody.
All you have to do is sing like this far away, like that far away.
So this is a song that I remember I wrote it because I was seeing some like acquaintances, you know, and you're like, so in your social media feed kind of complaining about things, and I don't want to be too specific about it, but there was a particular person that inspired this song.
First world problems.
It's exactly right. And so the song is called You've Got It Too Good, which it doesn't literally mean you actually have it too good, but maybe we all probably should think about the fact that we don't have it maybe as bad as we think we do, a lot of us at least, you know.
Yeah. No, I get that. So. And, you know, just because a poor little rich girl's heart is breaking doesn't mean it's any less valuable than somebody else's pain, but let's face it, we do have it better than most in the world.
100%. I'd love to give you the specific thing that kicked this song off, but I think it'll be too identifying. I don't want to go there. But anyway, so this is a kind of a song to remind us that to remind us of how lucky we are if we are lucky. Ready?
That map of the stars that you paint on your skin is the same one they gave to our hallowed kin to lead them southwards down over the brine Then they took what was here and they stamped it mine. And we look back on that now, we just call it a sign of the times. You keep saying they've got it too good. You say they've got it too good. But who's got it that good? So now you turn this wide shore into a picket line. And you're waving sign after sign that says, fuck off, it's all mine. You say, won't you take all of your pain, all you wretches, and run back into the maw of that waiting gun, back into the crater you crawled out from. You say they've got it too good. You say they've got it too good. But who's got it that good?
Give them what for, Zachary?
To say to this moral decay, to this child's bleating of I want it my way, is that your fourth TV set isn't hardship and debt, and that third fucking car in your second garage, and all those lawyers in line to be the first to your side, but you still say you got nothing to share. It's you that's got it too good. It's you that's got it too good. Well, you got it too good. You got it too good. You got it too good.
Thank you.
Well, if you're morally bankrupt, does that mean that you got it good? Or if you're like living in a third world country with a heart full of love, who's got it worse, right? And I know that torture and pain is a horrible thing, but without integrity in your heart and true feelings, like if you're just left vapid and without anything, you almost are poorer than the person without anything. So there's the other side of the coin of that. Just saying, right? Like,
that's going to be a radio show.
Well,
the other side of the coin.
The other side of the coin. Let's talk about it. No, I saw more smiles on children's faces in third world countries than I, you know, well, not that I've been to a lot, but, you know, and I'm not taking away from the discomfort and the hardship of situations. And just because I say that this is the medicine show and we're trying to make everybody happy doesn't mean that we don't want to recognize and acknowledge the hardship and struggles that people are going through. And we send great love and energy out to you all, and lots of prayers to the people to have a better life and whatever. Excuse me. We're going to introduce Scott V now. He is going to be playing a song next. How you doing, Scotty?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing great. You know, since not everybody from last week was listening, we're going to do the introduction anyway.
Excellent, dude.
I know your reputation precedes you, but I'm just being silly. Scotty is an incredible friend, an adventurous wizard, a traveling bard,
thanks, Kyle. Thanks,
and
bud.
A gentle soul. He has a zest for life and a smile that can charm your spirit. His songs weave together stories of truth and humility and speak from a heart grounded in the experiences of a life well lived. You are able to catch Scotty playing in his natural habitat at the Café du Soleil this Mother's Day, and that will be May 14th at the Café du Soleil with Zach Lancaster, Jim O'Neill, and the Magic Pig. Bring your mom. She gets in free. Whee!
That's true. She does get in for free. Anybody that you consider is your mom. It could be really anybody. It's a
I do identify
show.
As Scotty's mother.
That's right.
Come with him, hold his hand, and pay his drinks, and you'll be getting in for free.
I think there's a few people out there that are my
Anyone
mom.
Who wants to apply to I be have... my mother, my BC mother, I'm accepting applications at ZacharyLancaster.com.
That's nice of you. This song is called Burning Receipts. It's about when you're young and MasterCard and Visa get a hold of you, and they're like, would you like $10,000 in credit cards? And you're like, of course, please.
Of course.
Please, of course. I'll take two. And this is what happens when that happens.
It's called Burning Receipts.
Burning Receipts, indeed.
So it starts off with struggle and a trickle of strain. All kinds of sorrow that leads you to pain. But there's some conviction, I can see it in your face. But sir, your carriage is still stuck in the race. So it's trouble has been for me, I've been changing my address and burning receipts, but it just keeps on following me down the same street. Oh, it's troubled again. So, mother, I thought you believed me that I walked through those doors as you fell asleep undercover of your skin and your sheets. Your eyes were still open and they were staring at me. Oh, it's trouble has been looking for me. I've been changing my address and burning receipts, but he just keeps on following me down the same street. Oh, it's trouble again. So trouble has caught up with me. I still have the same apartment and tons of receipts. We've talked out our differences. He stands here with me. Oh, it's trouble. Trouble has caught up with me. card, man, and tons of receipts. We've attacked out our differences. He stands here with me. Yeah, it's trouble.
Thank you. Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Well,
if you can, avoid it, just spend the money that you have and don't worry about shopping too much on the internet.
Pull your mic up a tiny bit.
Pull your mic up a tiny bit. Ain't the first time I heard that.
So we are now live on Facebook Live. Hey, Facebook Live, how you doing?
Facebook Live.
Say hello to the peoples.
Hey, we missed you.
For those of you on the radio that can't see us, I have a tradition of wearing food on my shirt when I come to the radio.
It's that kind of wine-colored shirt that
my,
you can't
my
see,
grandma
though.
Would say, my grandma would be here, and she'd be like, well, that means he's eating, so that's okay.
There we go.
The boy's got food.
And, you know, I would say that... realistically, he is wearing, like I said, clothes that you can't tell. So, Zachary Lancaster is on the show.
Lancaster,
how are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here with my great friends Jim O'Neill and Scotty V, and of course Jason and the rest of the Medicine Show.
So, let's remind you to be heard.
Yeah.
Don't be self-conscious. Get in there.
I'm a little self-conscious, you know. I'm wearing a different hat than I usually wear. Usually I have a toque, but I lost my toque, so I'm wearing this one. I lost my toque. It's somewhere.
His
but
branding has gone awry, people.
I know.
If you can see his face, you can.
Devastated.
And, well, you can. You can tune into Facebook Live right now. Just go to Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. Search us out on Vancouver Medicine Show and like us, and you'll be able to see the feed. I'm not even sure if you have to like us, but you could, like, ridicule us if you like. Hey, Facebook Live, don't ridicule me. It's okay. The Medicine Show loves you. 22-year-old Zach Lancaster, Zachary as his mother calls him, has left his prairie home of Brandon, Manitoba for Vancouver in a quest to bring his music to new people and new places. Zach's storytelling songs are simple, personal, and authentic with a depth that belie his youth.
Yeah. Bio written by the very Jim O'Neill that stands before us.
Oh.
Thank you, Jim. Did you
Wordy.
Write? Did you also? I got to ask. Did you also write Scotty's?
I did
bio?
Write Scotty's bio.
Hey, I'm going to give a big props to my friend, best friend on the whole planet, Kyle Corgan. That's what happens when you get your best friend to write your bio for you.
Yes.
It's a great bio. You are an incredible friend.
Wonder and a wizard.
And it says. Scotty is an incredible friend.
That's the first thing. First thing off the hop. Let him get that out of the way, you know?
Love it.
Get it out of the way. Okay, Zach, what do you want to sing for us tonight?
I'm going to sing a song about pride. This one's called Break the Chains.
Right on. Heavy duty.
Are you
going
to be
do
able
it.
To hear me if I play it up here?
What do you mean? Be able
Mike.
To hear you.
Likewise. Don't worry
opposed
about
to
it.
What?
It's all good. Like, tilted down?
You want, yes, please. We prefer it to be more in your voice because it'll hear the guitar no matter what.
Wonderful, there we go.
Break the chains, my friend.
Takes a certain type to carry, it takes another one to run. I can't uphold all my decisions, but I don't regret a single one. As I made plans that I can stick to every second of every day. And I'm so proud when I'm in trouble, I'd sooner die than have to say. Break the chains that I carry, walk me to the sea. Let the salt erode my sickness to the sand beneath my feet. And if anyone is holy, it's the one who won't speak. And if anyone is worthy, it's the one who bears no teeth. Break the chains. I've missed forests for the trees, with planks in both my eyes. Given time with my reflection, I micromanage my demise. And I made plans that I can stick to every second of every day. And I'm so proud when I'm in trouble, I'd sooner die than have to say. Break the chains that I carry, walk me to the sea. Let the salt erode my sickness to sand beneath my feet. And if anyone is holy, it's the one who won't speak. If anyone is worthy, it's the one who bears no teeth. To be saints, but the road so rarely traveled, and our words so easy to break. I've seen words become weapons for those who can't fly. We all stare at the heavens for a chance to answer why. So break the chains that I carry and walk me to the sea. Let the salt erode my sickness to the sand beneath my feet. And if anyone is holy, it's the one who won't speak. And if anyone is worthy, it's the one who bears no teeth.
I'm up.
You're up.
What am I doing?
Jim's
I
turn.
Don't know.
Am I playing another song?
Jim, play another song.
Got it.
I see how it goes.
All right, doing this around, are we?
This is Jim O'Neill on the Medicine Show. What song are you singing there, Jim?
This is a song called "I Forget." And frequently, actually, I do forget it. So,
are you a smoker, Jim?
Yeah, I forget all the times we feel so in love. Oh, for those simple regrets. But if I can clear my mind and remember all the times you caught my line, I would have said that you weren't an ocean I could cross. Not as far as I could tell. Yeah, I forget the worst of what you said. Still not as bad as the taste of these old regrets. But I was green, so I let my imagination go for far too long. I should have said that you weren't an ocean I could cross. But as far as I can tell, now's the hour, so let's bury that silence. Well,
One word is all that I need to make this true. Won't you hold your breath with me now? One, two, three, over the edge. Yeah, I forget the worst of what I did. And that's a tale that I've told too long and too often to recall how it ends. Suffice to say that you weren't an ocean I could cross. As far as I could tell, now's the hour, so let's bury that silence well. One word is all that I need to make it true. Won't you hold your breath with me now? And one, two, three, over the edge. Your whole life is tried and true, and well, you never tested the sea.
Reaction's better than any round of applause I've ever had, Scotty. It's amazing.
You know, half the fun.
Thank you.
Is the reaction we get from the other people. Scotty, that was hilarious. It's freaking right on, eh?
What a joy to sing
with
these guys.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, Scotty V is up for a guitar playing song. What are you going to play for us, Scotty V?
How many songs do we have left? Two? One?
We're getting down to the wire. So we're going to, for you, and then we're going to kick Zach out without a last song.
Well, then I'll,
that's fine.
I'll play a song called Communities.
Make up for it.
I'll just throw this out. To anyone that's listening, this song's for you.
Stick out my tongue and wait for the air to come crashing in. I've been labored so long. My community is breathing again. Country is bleeding again. our country is bleeding again. Our government is eating in. You can sell your things and you can buy some land and sit amongst the trees or frolic in the sand. There is much to do with the cause at hand. It's all up to you now. I stick out my tongue and wait for the air to come crashing in. I believe it's so long. Community is breathing again.
Thanks so much.
Welcome to Medicine Show. to Medicine Show.
Welcome to Medicine Show. I am your host, Jason. Hi.
Count Jason.
I umt Jason, yeah? Okay, here we are. We've got Whiskey Jane in the house. Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's true. It's all true. Are we ready? Are we going? Are we live? Yes.
Live.
Welcome back on the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Unceded Territory. We have Whiskey Jane here in the station. Welcome them. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Josephine hey. Walker on lead vocals, Kirby K on guitar. Well, let's turn around this. I'm going to put on, we're on Facebook Live, by the way, in case you want to tune in. It's Vancouver Medicine Show. Just search us out on Facebook and you can see the video. See what these lovely people look and sound like live on Facebook. So as I was saying, Kirby K on guitar. Hey, Curry over
Hello.
There.
Hello.
That's right.
Hello.
Rafe Haynes That's on me. Percussion. Hey, Al Soli on guitar. Yeah. Over there. And... did we introduce you?
No.
It's not on the... It's
give
not
me a name. Give me a name.
They didn't put you on here. Why
call
is
him
it?
Margaret. That's what we call him.
Margaret, that's a very manly trucking name. Yeah. Hey, he's a trucker.
That's Larry Church over there.
Larry Church.
Larry Church in the house.
In the house.
In the house. Larry Church in the house. He's housing. I'm sorry. Whiskey Jane has had numeral career... Whiskey Jane has had a remarkable career to date. The band has always prided itself on its live performances, giving the audience what they want, big vocals, big guitars, big drums, and big songs to fill the head. Always approachable, the band also is proud of their humble beginnings in the clubs, building and nurturing their relationships with their fans, making them one of the most popular in-demand bands on the West Coast. And some featured performances include the Merritt Mountain Music Festival, Calgary Stampede, dang, Mission River Fest, Cloverdale Rodeo, Richmond Ozone Olympic Site 2010, and many others. What's this Ozone Olympic Site? Is that what they actually called?
Yeah. They call it the Olympic Site because it was right at the Oval.
Now you can hear me.
Did they burn a hole through the ozone with this concert or what?
I'm not sure why they called it.
Yeah. It was an awesome show. We did that with Our Lady Peace, the Arkells, Ken McCoy, good friend of ours. And us, and
that was it,
eh?
Yeah.
And there was
quite a few people out there.
People out there for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so why don't we start into a song right away and see what Whiskey Jane is all about?
Okay.
Show them how it's done. What song are you guys gonna do?
Should we start with Wild Card?
Yeah, let's do Wild Card.
We're gonna start with our new original Wild Card.
That's great stuff. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to pass the mic over to you. And this is Josephine Walker, Levo.
Thank you.
So we're working on brand new material right now. This is one of them. And we're going to do a couple of these brand new ones for you that are going to be soon to be released to radio. I know,
does
right?
Does that mean that there will be like a full album release and maybe an album release party?
Eventually, we're doing some singles first. And it's what a lot of people are doing right now. And then there'll be an album later on. So we're still working on stuff, but we're also ready to release some stuff. And this is the first one.
Sounds good.
There we go. Was ready?
Yep. Whiskey Jane.
1, 2, ready, go.
Oh, yeah.
There's a boy across the room with that look in his eye. He wants to run away with your heart for the night. Won't someone save me? I'm a danger to myself. And what could be? Don't wanna be another notch on his belt. If I knew better, I would stay right here and buy myself another beer. If I was clever, I would resist all his charm and save myself from this wild card. That feeling of desire from my head down to my toes, it gets even stronger when I think about him pulling me in close. Coming in for the kill now, he's the devil in disguise. Wanting more than I lead on, but I can tell that he can see it in my eyes. If I knew better, I would stay right here and buy myself another beer. If I was clever, I would resist all his charms and save myself from this wild card. Loving for the night. My heart's beating faster, I'm still a danger to myself. Could be a disaster, but he's the only thing that I can think about. If I knew better, I would stay right here and by myself. Wild card. Wild card. Oh, 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 yeah. Wild card. Oh,
oh, oh. That's Whiskey Jane on the Medicine Show.
Over there,
a golf clap.
Yeah, yeah, he's leading us all with a good cheer. So great stuff! Wow,
thanks.
And that's all original stuff. Tell us about the song and why did you write this song? Someone breaking your heart? Someone taking down dark road or what?
No one broke my heart. Kirby wrote the music to this song. And I had kind of written like a. Almost like a poem a while ago,
right.
And then Kirby and I kind of got together, and he helped me complete it, and he basically co-wrote this one, because like we just worked better with us doing it together, and I don't know, I'm just a girl in a bar, and it's just like an experience every girl goes through.
No, it does sound more like wisdom than heartbreak, I must say.
And no, it's not. This song isn't about heartbreak. I would say I feel like this song's more about just like taking a chance. You know what I mean?
Right on.
Yeah, it's not about the heartbreak yet. It's more about the beginning, like the fun part.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about how if
it
people
gets worse
how
from there.
Yeah.
It's all downhill.
It's all downhill after that.
Yeah.
Okay, for you. Grab the microphone when you want to say hello, and don't feel shy. Swing it around there.
Hello. I just forget.
So, no, that's okay. That's why I'm here to remind you. So just tell us a little bit, if people like this music, where can they get more Whiskey Jane?
Well, it's going to be – well, actually right now you can find us on Spotify. You can buy our CDs on CD Baby, our first two records, and iTunes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one too that's out there. They have it. I don't know how they got it because I didn't sign anything. but that's okay. But yeah, it's all over the place. So Spotify is a new big one that's a lot of people are getting into. And,
yeah, totally.
And iTunes.
And there's also CD Baby, which we've had on for a while too.
Just okay, pull it over. It's very swingable there.
Yeah, we've had it on CD Baby as well.
What happens if people Google the name Whiskey Jane? Are you guys Googleable, or like can?
Google-able?
What about concerts and?
Word?
No, I just made it up. But that's
a word.
Okay.
That's a word.
Is it now?
It is now.
I think that's a word nowadays. Okay. Definitely a word nowadays.
Okay. So.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. YouTube videos. There's official videos, non-official videos. Yeah, there's tons of stuff out there. So.
We have like a website and like Instagram and Facebook and everything as well.
Okay. Yep, whiskeyjane.com.
Instagram is Whiskey Jane Band. Uh-huh. Someone took Whiskey Jane. Had no other choice.
Yeah, and there's.
What about how did you guys meet? Is this one of those things like professionally thrown together with like someone introduced you because you needed it? Met in prison. Well, there you go.
I didn't go to prison. I don't know about them. I didn't go to prison.
It was a co-ed prison?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole other topic for discussion.
Yeah, just, we don't talk about that much.
I think a long, long time ago I moved to BC about 10 years ago and I met Kirby. And Kirby... had a bad, about 10 years, 10 years
Band's
to me. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I met Kirby through the music industry and, he introduced me to quite a few people and, we formed Whiskey Jane and then, got these great guys, Larry Church and Al Solly, joining us. And then,
Larry Church.
Yeah. And then along comes Josephine. And Josephine is actually my niece.
I'm a late addition. Met Rafe through my aunt. He is now married to my aunt. So Rafe is my uncle.
I don't look that old. I really
no,
don't.
Yeah. So I met all these guys through Rafe, and they asked me if I wanted to join the band about a year and a half ago, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity. It's been awesome ever since. They've taught me so much, and I've learned a lot. It's been a crash course, but it's been great. And they're so patient with me. Oh my God, so patient.
How long
have
you been in the band for?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got somebody on Facebook is saying hello and says it's Brian Joel Perez Maceda, and he says, "Woo, that voice! Everything sounds amazing."
Oh my God!
Awesome!
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Microphone. Well, thank you, Brian.
A new fan.
Okay, do you guys want to sing another song?
Let's do it.
Sure.
We could sing another song. So, should we do the other one?
Broken Halo.
So this one is another new one.
Okay.
This one is called Broken Halo. Joseph,
it's more of a rocker.
Yeah, it's more of a rocker. The actual radio release is really electric.
Okay.
But we're going to do the unplugged stripped down version, which is still pretty cool. This one we wrote, Josephine and I wrote this with Dave Boris, who's a good friend of ours, and he does a lot of writing with other people. He came in with a bunch of lyrical ideas. I had the music already kind of built. Dave wanted to get involved with us, and it was a really, really good partnership, the three of us working together, and everyone's put in, including Rafe and Larry, and Al's coming in the studio pretty soon to help with some tracks to finish things up. And so it's always a community event.
It was super fun writing the song, actually.
Larry. Yeah.
It was very fun writing this one.
Yeah, it was fun.
On the
I don't know, is Rafe short for Raphael?
Could be, yeah. It's more
did
of a,
someone ask that?
It's a Heinz 57 story. Oh. So.
Raphael, that's what I'm going to call you from now on.
One of my friends asked me once if your name was short for like Raffy or something, and I was like, no.
And that's the children's troubadour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this one goes something like this.
You ready?
One. This is Whiskey Jane!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
have to deal with the devil, you know. Broken halo.
Not just us.
I know.
Hey, look, that guy looks just like me.
Oh my God. So that one's a little more hardcore than the other one.
Yeah.
Woo! Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that one.
Good. Glad about that.
Okay, so any you guys got shows coming up you want to plug or you want to take that?
Next weekend we're at Cloverdale Rodeo on the 19th and 20th.
Saturday
and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday
at the rodeo. Saturday 4:30, 4:45
at the main stage.
Yeah, and then Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night we're closing off the evening
the
outdoor stage.
15.
Night, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you show up at 4 o'clock, you're good.
Yeah. And also the rodeo is just fun.
Rodeo's
a great time. You should just come anyway.
Just go to the rodeo. Actually, there's somebody here that is on. Actually, my friend Merv Thomas is there. He's actually been to the rodeo. We went a couple years ago. Hey, Merv, how you doing? Loves the rodeo. You like that band there? Okay, well, maybe we'll see you out there. It's incentive, isn't it? So let's see. What is it? Oh. It's time for the station identification. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Coast Salish Territory and Unceded Land. This is Jason Lawrence. What? It's Coast Salish Territory. It's Unceded Land.
Yes.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Medicine Show. There, we did our obligation, and it's more than an obligation. It's an honor. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. Yeah. Anyway, Did you? You're supposed to go to a commercial by now, so why don't we take a commercial break as you're supposed to do? Yes? Do you have something lined up there?
Just 45 seconds. For the medicine show commercial?
Sure, go ahead. We'll do that. We'll be right back on the medicine show.
I love when we talk about the commercial.
Welcome to Medicine Show.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news. Reflecting your views, this is
CYPR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
Hello. I got shot. I got real shot. All of a sudden, I'm on the medicine show.
Hi.
Oh my God.
that was slightly creepy.
He's not frightening at all. Welcome back to the medicine show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we are listening. We have Whiskey Jane in the house after. That's what I'm talking about. We were on the break. We were talking about the albums that you guys have done in the past and the songs that and how you're putting it out now and stuff. And tell us about those previous songs you were talking about.
The first album we were sort of like geared towards doing an actual full record, so the idea was to have 12 songs with a bunch of singles around it. Mm-hmm. And we released the whole thing at one time. With the first single, we had our radio tracker promoter back in Toronto, Annie Wilson and Brian Farquharson, that took care of us for the first three or four?
At least the first three.
Yeah, first three singles back in Toronto. They did a great job. Summertime did really well. That was our first single. I have to give a shout out to the original singers. Natalie Vivian wrote that song with the original guitar player and us as well. And that song did really well. We released four singles from that album. And they all charted. They all did pretty well, some better than others. And then we started working on the second album, which took a lot longer to do. But so we released, I think, four or five songs from that one. Mm-hmm. And there was, with that material, there was a lot of songs that were not necessarily singles, but they were like really good, solid songs that we were all really proud of to be part of.
I guess a lot of that stuff is also available through your website as well.
Again,
right?
Yeah, there's nothing for sale on the website right now. But
accessible, maybe?
Accessible, yeah. You can still buy it on CD Baby. You can still hear it on Spotify. iTunes. It's on iTunes. You can buy it from iTunes, mm-hmm. Okay. Spotify. Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
Okay. Yeah, it's out there. You can find it. It's just, but we don't have a store set up on our website right now.
Well, that's all right. Let's. Did you want to play another song then?
I think so. We're going to do something that we like to play live anyway at our shows.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell them about it?
It's Just My Church by Maren Morris. It's been a really popular song this year. Well, it's been a really popular song this year. Everyone knows it for sure. But Maren Morris is a huge inspiration for me. I love her. Like, she's awesome. I really love her voice. I love her style.
And you got a few fans on here already raving about your voice.
Aw, that's so sweet. Make me blush.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I've cursed on a Sunday, I've cheated and I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Holy Ghost is running through ya. When I play the Highway FM, I find my soul revival, singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess that's my church. When Hank leads a sermon and Cash leads a choir, it gets my cocoa heart burning. I'll ring a fire. Wonderful world gets heavy, and I need to find my escape. I just keep the wheels rolling, radios rolling, till my sins wash away. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya. When I play the Highway FM, I find my soul revival. Singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess that's my church. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost is running through ya. When I play the Highway FM, I find my soul revival, singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess that's my church. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost is running through ya. When I play the Highway FM, I find my soul revival. Every single verse. Yeah, I guess.
Whiskey Jane on the Medicine Show. Yay! Okay, we're going to take a quick break. What are we going to listen to there, Ali?
Is it going to the commercial and coming back very soon?
We're right back on the Medicine Show.
Hey, it's Cynthia from the Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Arbor, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
Well, I'm tired of fighting, tired of worrying too. So I made up my mind, baby, this time I'm through. I got my clothes in the matchbox, I'm gonna forget about you. Well, I never could think enough, well, I never could do it. So I made up my mind, baby, this time I'm through. I got my clothes in a matchbox, I'm gonna forget about you. Let's hear some guitar, yeah. it hard and rough on you. Don't try to get me back, baby. This time I'm through. I got my clothes in a matchbox. I'm gonna forget about you.
Sitting in a cold with a matchbox holding my clothes. Well, I ain't got no money, but I sure got a long way to go.
I'm tired of fighting, I'm tired of worrying too. So I made up my mind, baby, this time I'm through. I got my clothes in a matchbox. I'm gonna forget about you. I got my clothes in a matchbox. I'm gonna forget about you.
One more time.
I got my clothes in a matchbox. I'm gonna forget about you.
Anybody got any shout-outs before we say goodnight? Anybody listening? Anybody's grandma's at home, or you know, the dog, the cat sitting at
home?
My
mom's definitely listening.
Your mom's listening?
Yeah, Elizabeth Walker's definitely listening.
Yeah, Gladys might be out
there.
She
literally,
Gladys.
I'm so proud of you.
Sup,
she just
Gladys.
Texted me. Oh my God, Mom, so cliche. Love you.
Shout out to my wife Claire. Love
yes,
you.
Auntie
I know
Claire
you're
too.
At home listening to us. Don't
Auntie
laugh.
Claire is right
Don't
now.
Laugh.
Shout out
Claire,
to my fiance Sandy. She's listening too, I think. I hope.
Right on, Sandy.
And a shout out to my lovely wife Fiona. I know she's out there listening.
Right on.
A shout out to our lovely show on Mother's Day at Cafe de Soleil. 8 o'clock sharp. You know, $10 if you want to pay some money, and anyone gets in free if you think they're your mom. Okay, that's good.
Right you think they're your mom? You have
hey.
To think they're your mom.
Oh, yeah. And Jason and Ali, thanks for having us tonight. That was being great, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. You guys really do a great job.
Thank you.
It was really fun. Thank you.
So we're going to listen to a little bit of Frank Sinatra. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not even doing my own rules here. Who are we listening to there, Ali? Frank Sinatra?
You can say, thank you, everybody. We're going to listening to Frank Sinatra at Death Meet. His name is killing me softly.
But you're going to have to wait. We're going to make you even wait longer. Because we'd like to tell you all that every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish unceded territory on Musqueam land. Come back next week where you'll hear more. Let's give our thanks. Well, I'm Jason Lawrence, and this is DJ Ali Babagazani, and we want to thank the Maker. Thanks to our guests, Whiskey Jane, Josephine Walker, Kirby K, Raph Hines, Alan Soli, and...
Larry Church.
Larry Church is our church! And our other guests were Jim O'Neill, Scotty V, and Zach Lancaster. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings... And to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city, let us know your thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca. And don't forget to wait around and listen to some boom-chee-boom-chee-boom-chee-boom-chee's music all night long with DJ Ray. How you doing, DJ Ray? There you go. Okay, have a great night. You're going to listen to Frank Sinatra, Killing Me Softly. Oh, sounds kind of violent. Go ahead, take it away. Thank you.
I heard she sang a good song. I heard she had a style. And so I came to see her, to listen for a while. And there she was, this young girl, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt she found my letters and read each one aloud. I prayed that she would finish, but she just kept right on, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. She sang as if she knew me, in all my dark despair. And then she looked right through me, as if I wasn't there. But she was there, this stranger, singing clear and strong, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song.